This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. There are more than 5.4 million confirmed COVID-19 infections around the world, more than 1.6 million in the United States. More than 345,000 people globally have died from COVID-19, nearly 98,000 of them in the U.S. More than 2.1 million people have recovered, nearly 367,000 of them in the U.S. The pandemic's persistence stymied authorities struggling to keep people safe and revive their economies at the same time, disrupting Memorial Day weekend in the United States and collective celebrations around the Muslim world, marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan. New coronavirus cases overwhelmed hospitals across Latin America, both in countries lax about lockdowns and those lauded for firm early confinement. Spain's government says it will lift quarantine for foreign tourists July 1st. Hundreds of Madrid residents flooded city parks as lockdown measures were finally eased in the Spanish capital and in Barcelona, while beaches reopened in parts of the country after months-long closures. In addition, residents in the two cities can now meet in groups of up to 10 people in homes or on the terraces of bars and restaurants. Russian President Vladimir Putin made a rare lockdown appearance in the Kremlin Monday after officials said improvements in the coronavirus situation may allow Russia to reopen some tourist resorts soon and relax restrictions in many regions. The country's borders remain closed, as are schools and most non-essential shops. Russia, entering its ninth week of lockdown, has reported the world's third most coronavirus cases. Mexican President Andrés Manuel Obrador said Sunday the new coronavirus could cost as many as 1 million jobs in the country and many industries considered non-essential. This is VOA News. In this hour, U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania will participate in a wreath-laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery in honor of Memorial Day. The U.S. holiday honors military personnel who have died while serving in the armed forces. Facing the music and a sea of questions from reporters, Dominic Cummings emerged from his home Sunday. He's fighting for his job as British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's senior advisor after claims he flouted the government's lockdown rules. The mastermind of the 2016 campaign to leave the European Union, Cummings traveled from London to Durham in late March when his wife was displaying coronavirus symptoms. The Daily Mirror newspaper reported the advisor made a second trip from London and was spotted near Durham April 19th. Cummings, who has repeatedly refused to resign, entered Downing Street Sunday after some Conservative Party lawmakers demanded he quit. Johnson's office said Cummings made the journey to ensure his four-year-old son could be properly cared for. The European Union must adopt a more robust strategy to deal with an increasingly assertive China. That's what the bloc's foreign policy chief said Monday. The 27 EU states, many with differing attitudes to Beijing, have struggled to find a unified response to China's increasing willingness to use its geopolitical clout. The Union's High Representative for Foreign Affairs said it was vital the bloc finds a way to maintain collective discipline. Beijing has warned the United States it will take every necessary measure to protect its interests after a top White House advisor warned Washington might revoke Hong Kong's special trading privileges if China enacts a tough new security law. China plans to impose legislation on the semi-autonomous city banning treason, subversion, and sedition, officials said in response to months of massive, often violent, pro-democracy protests in the financial hub last year. Black-clad protesters and tear gas-throwing police returned to Hong Kong's streets Sunday as thousands marched amid fears the one-country, two-systems formula, which guarantees broader freedoms for the global financial hub than exist on the mainland, is under threat from China's tightening grip. Afghan authorities released 100 Taliban prisoners Monday as part of the government's response to a surprise three-day ceasefire the insurgents called to mark the Eid al-Fitr festival. A National Security Council spokesman said authorities plan to release insurgent prisoners in batches of 100 daily until 2,000 prisoners are freed. The spokesman said the move was to help the peace process, adding there had been no reports of any ceasefire violations so far. President Ghani said the government was ready to hold peace talks with the Taliban, seen as a key to ending a nearly two decades-long war in the impoverished country. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.